Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturného radičného vysielania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás dnes mysno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svete.
Hello and welcome to the Rusin Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at noon here on your station of nations, WEDO Radio 810 AM, bringing you the best in Rusin news, music, and songs. We have a lot of program for you today, so let's get started with Daimi Boho Otsuhvalu in honor of the Transfiguration Holy Day on Wednesday, according to the new calendar.
Daime Bohu odsuhvalu, daime poklon česi slovu, že nás vidne na kormil, darom svojim nasvetlil, že nás vidne na kormil, darom svojim nasvetlil. Slava Tobi,
listen to the Rusin Heritage program anywhere at any time of the day or night. Just scroll down the left-hand column at our homepage, www.c-rs.org. Look for Rusin Radio and click on the date of your choice. The Rusin Heritage program would not be possible without the total committed support of the Carpathia Rusin Society and your ongoing financial support. If you enjoy the program and would like it to continue, please write Jack at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania, 15136, or you can call him at 412-331-3124. Our next song is Zimna Rosa by Grupa Rosa from Ruski Kerestor.
Zimna Rosa, jesenice, či moj mili domu klice, ničko mojo, či pobočka, či zarmuci očka.
Šeja, hoja, mila moja, nje hod bosa, votu rosa.
Šej, hoj, mili moj, ja ti nje hodzela, krpice. Šeja, hoj, mili nje ljubela. Moj milenki, hoc odvedi, kad pobije kus valenki, taka som mu tedi krasna, jak gvizdočka jasna.
Šeja, hoja, mila moja, nje hod bosa, votu rosa. Rosa.
Šej, hoj, mili moj, ja ti nje hodzela, krpice, šeja, hoj, mili nje ljubela.
Merkuj, merkuj, skaraniku, pričekam se pri muriku, na treba vše merkovac, ljubiš ti vandrovac.
Ženo moja, čom dohanjaš, čom me robic vše nahanjaš, ja robim keče zacmi, u karčmi su dacmi.
Šeja hoja, mila moja, nje hod bosa, votu rosa.
Šej hoj, mili moj, ja ti nje hodzela, krpice. Šeja hoj, mili nje ljubela.
La, 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 la.
Bari, bari, mrejteš, caham, sama sebe radi, davam, klice mili,
mila moja.
Šej, hoj, mili moj.
La, 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 la.
Žimna rosa ješe njide, ša moj mili domu pride. Miše, bojko, zažnem se, ne krašnje žic budze me.
Šeja, hoja, mila moja, nje hod bo sabotu rosa.
Šej, hoj, mili moj, ja mi nje cepela.
The 50th Annual Russen Food Festival at St. John the Baptist's Orthodox Church Parish Center, 5th Street, Ambridge, will be held on August 7th through the 9th, and each day from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Delicious Russen foods will include pierogi, filled with potato, cheese, or kraut, dumpling or noodle halushke, kobasa and kraut, halupke, chicken, a variety of soups, Russen salads, and more. The wide variety of Russen baked goods will include palachinki, chedegi, nuts, poppy seed, and apricot rolls, tort, plus an assortment of other delicacies. The festival will feature demonstrations of traditional Russen arts, such as icon writing, pisanke, lace making, weaving, and prayer rope making. There will be a Russen marketplace with ethnic items, including CDs, ceramics, wooden items, embroideries, and much more. Slavyany Folk Ensemble will perform Russen music, songs, and dances on Saturday, August 9th at 3 p.m. For more information, call 412-749-0675. Next, we have A Budai by the Honored Transcarpathian Choir.
Ей же я так ваную, тобі не голові. Зелена трава, я легіня мала. Парочки, ей я, ой, я за ним чекала.
Зелена трава, я легіня мала. Парочки, ей я, ой, я за ним чекала.
Ей, бодай би змінили на полі на ході. Ей, за тоді словечко щось мені говорить. Зелена трава, я легіня мала. А рочки, ей, я, ой, я за ним чекала.
Зелена трава, я легіня мала. А рочки, ей, я, ой, я за ним чекала.
А ти мені говорив, що ти мене візьмеш. Ей, а ти мене не взяв, щастя би ти не мав.
Зелена трава, легіня мала, парочки, ей, я, ой, за ним чекала. Ей, оженуся, біли, з великої злості, ей, таку іншому взяв, леш віра та гості.
Зелена трава, я легіня мала, парочки, ей, я, ой, зелена трава, я легіня мала, а рочки, ей, я, ой, я за ним чекала.
Зелена трава, я легіня мала, а рочки, ей, я, ой, я за ним чекала.
This week we'll give you the second part of our story of Bishop and Martyr Pavel Gojdič. The progress in religious and spiritual life in the Eparchy of Brešov that followed the personal example and fervor of Bishop Gojdič was interrupted by the events of war, and especially with the coming to power of the communists in 1948. Their ideological program made itself felt above all against the Greek Catholic Church. Bishop Gojdič resisted any initiative to submit the Greek Catholics to Russian Orthodoxy, assisted by the communist power and the power of the state, even though he knew he was risking persecution and arrest, maybe even death. Gradually, he was isolated from the clergy and the faithful. On April 28, 1950, the Greek Catholic Church was forced to to quit all activity by the Czechoslovak government, and in 1951, Bishop Gojdič was on trial and was given a life sentence and fined 200,000 crowns. Following the amnesty in 1953 given by State President Zapotocki, his life sentence was changed to 25 years detention. He was then 66 years of age, and his state of health deteriorated continuously. Yet all further requests for amnesty were refused. Although Bishop Gojdič was offered many times to become the Patriarch of the Orthodox Church in Czechoslovakia, he refused these offers, excusing himself and explaining it would be a very grave sin against God, a betrayal of the Pope, of his conscience, and of his faithful, most of whom were also suffering persecution. A great desire of Bishop Gojdič was to die comforted by the sacraments on his birthday. Both desires were fulfilled at a prison hospital in Leopoldo. Father Alois Vranja was transferred to his room, where he heard Bishop Gojdič's confession, and then on July 17, 1960, on his 72nd birthday, he died in the hospital in a prison in Leopoldo. After the Prague Spring in 1968, the state authorities, after many delays, gave permission for exhuming the mortal remains of Bishop Gojdič, and this happened on October 29, 1968, followed by the transfer of the remains to Prešov. Bishop Pavel Gojdič was legally rehabilitated on September 27, 1990. Subsequently, he was decorated posthumously with the Order of Tomas Masaryk, Second Class, and with a cross of Pribina, First Class. During Pope John Paul II's historic trip to Prešov, Slovakia, he prayed at the tomb of Bishop Gojdič.
There is in Pittsburgh a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve His people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, please dial 412-321-8383.
Problemi mamma, sarà puttana moglie un picno, ma vuoi buccare un miei paste doite, ai arada suopsme odete.
Caso un miei paste doite, ai arada suopsme odete.
Gagno caso ciccio, risatti, caro mu frate cion, gestate, a coro va stara, sciarana, bodaiona, soffa, dorana.
A coro va stara, sciarana, bodaiona, soffa, dorana.
The Federation of East European Historical Society held its annual meeting and conference in Pittsburgh this weekend, which wound up today with the Heritage Bus Tour of Pittsburgh. Our Carpathia Rusyn Society's Cultural Center in Munhall was one of the stops included in the tour. We greeted and hosted members of the society with an educational talk by National President John Rigetti, showed them around the center, and treated them to a variety of Rusyn pastries. This is the latest of several recent bus tours at the Cultural Center. Tours such as these are important in the Carpathia Rusyn Society's efforts to establish a National Rusyn Museum and Cultural Center. If you know of anyone or any organization interested in touring the Cultural Center, please contact CRS National Vice President Mary Ann Sivak at 412-251-3083.
Also from today until Tuesday, the Byzantine Metropolitan Archeparchy of Pittsburgh is sponsoring the first preteen camp at the beautiful Camp Nazareth facility in Mercer, Pennsylvania, owned by the Carpathorusian Orthodox Diocese of Johnstown and run by Father Michael and Pani Jessica Ellis. There will be a divine liturgy for the Feast of the Transfiguration at 6 p.m. on Tuesday evening. And beginning Tuesday evening, Sloviani will finish out the week this wonderful facility with a dance camp and music workshop working on material for their new 2009 program. Next, we have a medley from Makovica.
Верха є зелена, під ньо стоїть біла, горгора жалена, що тобі наріка, з вечора до ночі, повтирай очі, що тобі наріка, з вечора до ночі, повтирай очі,
серце моє скаменя твердо.
Ірочка моя за тиждень плакала, де є мене побочка, коли мені казала, де плажила, де плаж, побочка тіличко, моя фраїрочко, де плажила, де плаж, побочка тіличко, моя фраїрочко. Полудне, моя мила випровадня, випровадяш погай, а там мірочку дай, а паша розійде ме, випровадяш погай, а там мірочку дай, а паша розійде ме,
як паша розходили, опас ми заплакали, опас ми до єдної кусточки білекою, очі сою тирали. Опасне до єдної кусточки білекої, очі сою терами.
CRS Group Member Sloviani Folk Ensemble is accepting applications for membership for their new season. Applicants must be of school age and attending first grade in September of 2008. Our new season begins this month and rehearsals are held on Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. at the Holy Ghost School Hall, Helen Street in McKees Rocks. If you have a child, grandchild, niece or nephew, or know a friend whose child likes to sing and dance, they should consider joining Sloviani so they can participate in the fun activity while learning and preserving their ethnic heritage and culture. No experience is necessary, and each member gets weekly instruction in music, song and dance by very experienced, qualified, and knowledgeable instructors. If you would like an application, call Jack at 412-331-3124. Now enjoy the young ladies of Sloviani with Miashanya Medley from Sloviani.
Thank you.
As we close with a great Romani number, we hope you have enjoyed today's program. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to join us again next week for the best in Rusyn news, music, and songs. Sabohum.
Thank you. I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me, Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Wilson Heritage program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дозвольте нам від серця подякувати всім, кому днес почували. Думаємо, що сте сі опачили нашого веселання. Позиваємо вас почувати слідуючі неділя о 12 годин до станиці WEDO на русинського народносного веселання. Ходи здравий з Богом!